Hi, 612. Annie Mac, please come to the studio now. I think she's run off. She's scarpered.
It's very scary. Very scary. It's in the toilet, I think.
Annie, please come back. We need you to play the honesty game.
Turn on the spy cam now in the secret panel. See, see if she's there. Yeah, there she is in the toilet. Yes.
Blimey, I wouldn't think it looked like that, would you? Oh, yeah, oh hello.
There she is.
Right. Yeah. Right. Hi, Annie.
Hi. Sorry.
It's all right. No, don't be scared. It's just like, but you can have one pass, right?
Okay.
Just one, okay?
Out of how many questions?
As many as get thrown at us. Who can say? All right, just one pass. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, I was just wondering, when was the last time you actually wet yourself, except for on a Friday when a little bit of wee comes out?
What, who's that to?
That to all of you.
Okay. Colin.
It's a bad start, Anna.
Yeah.
I've never weed myself.
Ever.
Oh, come on, you must
come
have weed
on.
Yourself.
Well, I've peed, like, but always in the porcelain. I've never weed myself.
You've never
when
wet,
it, when
your
I was
jeans.
Eight in France, right, we went on a holiday, in a caravan holiday, and I had diarrhea.
Yeah.
When we were going between two caravan sites.
Yeah.
Just reinstating and reinforcing the Irish stereotype there. Caravan. Tool. Felt
what's
right
with,
at home.
What's wrong with caravan in France?
Exactly.
I spent my whole summers as a child.
Exactly. Yeah. Just move the whole home, Annie. For a holiday. No, but I honestly have never weed myself. I hate that, you know, you never get so drunk as you pee yourself. And you know, I've done it where I've missed the bowl, like, and it's right. Went everywhere and I put it back in before finish type thing and a wee bit.
Maybe it is just me then.
Do you pee yourself all the time?
Every Friday.
No.
Yeah, but when is it when you laugh too much?
No, it's when it's... I find it's when it's... You know when the weather turns a little bit chilly outside?
Yeah.
Maybe this only happened the last... Maybe 2 years ago this happened last. And, yeah, I just couldn't stop it.
Well, all of it? You not just a little
dribble? No, not all of it. To be honest, what?
Last second here.
What are you doing?
Colin's got his wallet out.
There's my doctor's card. Give him a call.
No, it's
that's
just
a problem. That's no, something's wrong in
no,
there.
No, I don't think
you're
so.
You're meant to have a valve. It's not going to come out when it's cold.
No, it's just as long as you let a little bit out, then it's fine. It's not the whole thing. What about you?
Yeah, well, for an awful long time, but I have memories of doing it from over laughing.
Right.
With my sister, in fact, as a child, not being able to control myself.
And this is as a child?
Yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't say any older than 15, like.
Right. I'm feeling like the freak here now.
Yeah. You, Laura? Every Saturday.
No, I remember when I was 18, I'd had a night, I drank some port, and I remember waking up in the morning in my pyjama.
Port?
As you do.
Hello? Port, mean?
Charlotte,
what are you?
Charlotte Church has port all the time.
A couple of fine cheeses and some port.
And then I remember waking up and my pyjama bottoms were all soggy, but I don't actually remember doing the act.
Right.
Do you remember anything from when you had that drink?
No.
Okay.
Right, so, and you were 18 then?
Yeah, about that.
Right.
What state is this country in that you use Charlotte Church as a role model for yourself, Laura? Charlotte Church pees herself.
Charlotte Church is a great role model. That's a whole
for McDonald's? Peeing yourself. I just don't like things like that.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
All right, who's that, please?
It's Stephen from Stirling.
Okay, what's your question on the honesty game?
It's a question for Colin for the C unit. Very simple, I'm sure it's in the minds of lots of people. Has he ever had impure thoughts about his phone?
Yawn.
That's like when people
we need better questions.
That's like when people ask you, are you straight? You get it every day. Like.
Every day of my life. You know what I mean? And you know, I just say yes I am and we move on.
And in the same token I always say no I haven't.
Oh, every time.
just follow the
81199 if you
can that logic there.
Don't forget tonight, it's a must watch, ITV2, 9 o'clock, Ghost Hunting with Girls Aloud.
Sarah loves dick.
Sarah loves dick. That'll be tonight. Girls Aloud, ITV2.
Order,
yeah. Right.
That's for Craig in Liverpool, by the way. I'm not co-hosting here, but he wanted to hear that clip.
Did he?
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, right. Got some more people on the honesty game.
Bring it on. Looking forward to it.
81199, any question at all you want it to answer, we can do that for you. 81199. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Jay from Bournemouth.
All right, Jay, go on. What's your question?
Have any of you ever looked through a partner's mobile phone or their messages without them knowing?
Oh, God, yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I would say probably...
Diaries.
Diaries?
Email accounts.
Do you?
guess the password. Let's play guess the password. Oh, I
have you?
Not really these days, but oh, I've been prone to everything. I stopped just short of the private detective. But then I've been burned.
What? Could you expand?
Well, like, once you've been cheated on, it makes you a bit paranoid in your next relationship, doesn't it? So you...
Yeah.
You nips
did
down.
You seriously nearly hire a private detective?
No, I didn't really.
Oh.
Yes,
no,
you did. That came out there.
Whatever.
Yes, you did. Honestly, go, Colin.
If I could live with hiring a private detective, I would. Do you ever watch Cheaters?
Yeah.
On the FX channel.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Where the pretense is they're trying to sort out someone's love life, but yeah, the real reason for the show is they get a Jerry Springer style punch up between two men in the
brilliant
car park in the sticks.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, I love that.
Cheaters is brilliant.
Sneaking admiration for all those
really
people.
Good. I've done it a lot. Laura?
Yes, same. All the time, email accounts.
Do you do it now?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you check James's
well, it's quite open about it. Like, he'll be having a bath or something, and I'll be going through his phone. He'll come out and he'll be like, "You alright? Yeah, I'm just going through your phone." It's
You're
fine.
Joking?
No, it's fine.
Wait, so, and he knows about it?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even in secret?
Yeah, he can go through my phone, it's fine.
Is that dude
yeah,
still?
Yeah, but is it fine?
You still with that dude?
The one who won me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would have bought you over the internet.
Yeah, no, it's going well, though.
Wow, is there wedding bells on the horizon?
Not yet.
He's not asked you, in other words.
Is the how clock long is it now, Laura?
8 months.
8 months, wow.
Have you consummated the relationship yet?
Have you moved in with them?
Yes.
We could.
All right. So you just pee yourself in the living room, do you, or do you use the toilet once in a while? Giving your last answer.
Isn't that great though? Like that, we found her love through a radio
amazing
competition.
Sad.
No, it's amazing.
No, Annie, that's lovely. Yes.
Annie,
yeah,
you haven't nice answered the.
I feel like the odd one out, or
so
maybe the only
checked,
normal one. I have
never
ever checked anyone's phone or anyone's email.
Well, you've obviously never been burning the way that we have.
Exactly. Yeah. You've never had to write that letter.
You've never known a real broken heart.
No.
You've never written a letter in the Mills and Spoon.
No, I haven't.
That's, hello to the six people that remember that. I try not to do it now. I haven't done it in a long time, but it's, you know, it's something that everyone does at one stage. I really do suggest the Hotmail account because it's just a password and there's no, you know, you just keep banging them in, you know, till you get it right.
Yeah.
That's where the real cheating goes on,
it's
by the way.
What?
On the email, not on the text.
Yeah.
That's where the clever cheaters are hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also like to also look through purses and handbags.
Do you?
Well, that's another thing, you know, a receipt for two. Thought you went your own. Oh, aye. But people say it's mistrustful, but surely if you don't find anything, then you grow trust. So, you know, it's a means then end.
I agree.
That's a fuzzy logic.
I totally agree. Radio 1.
Hiya, Scott.
Hiya, who's that?
It's Ben.
Ben, tell me your question.
Well, my question's to you and Colin, really. I was just wondering whether you'd go to Jim Core to get to the ladies.
Would we go through Jim Core to get to the lovely ladies in the actual cores?
That's the question, yeah, Scott.
Right.
Wow. Scott.
That's one for the boys!
For me, it's a no.
You'd have a go.
On Jim? Are you serious?
I think Scott could do a lot better than Jim.
Thanks.
Tell you, one of us a race would be a fast start.
Go on then. Would you go through Jim to get to the course?
You see, I've seen the pictures and they look lovely, but I also met them at the Hot Press Awards once and they're the skinniest women ever. So the question for me would be, would it go through them to get to Jim, to be honest?
Right.
It really is. I mean, he's the most attractive in real life.
Yeah, but the question is, would you go to a gym to get...
He is not the most attractive core in real life.
Well,
Jim Core is more attractive than Andrea Core.
I don't... They're not very attractive in real life. They're one of those ones. You know, like a Cindy Crawford. Have you ever met her?
No.
Oh,
really?
Oh, why? Skin tight.
Rough.
You know, pulled back and all.
Is it?
Yeah, so they're not good enough looking for me to go through gym, you know?
All right.
I go through Jim Core to get the girls allowed. If that counts. All of them.
Yeah.
Any of them.
Okay.
I was a sugar babe.
What about, can we turn the question around and ask her, Annie?
Yeah.
Would you,
yeah.
Would I go to the girls to
or,
get to gym?
Or three of the course girls to get to gym?
I really don't think so.
What's that Sky program where you go through the different heights? Fear Factor. It's like a round in Fear Factor, that, isn't it? For the 50 grand at the end.
Laura, you'd like a little bit of gym. A
little lick of gym?
A little lick of gym. Seriously.
Sunny gym?
Just a little bit of gym.
Yeah. Scotland Radio 1. Unofficialmills.co.uk. Unofficialmills.co.uk. The home for all things Scott Mills.